That's the worst.
Feedback. We get your feedback. You send us feedback. And then we feedback. You want your feedback. Please send us feedback. We love your feedback. So send us feedback. Feedback.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. What you got over there?
Oh, man, so much.
What you got? Bring them out.
Theodore Sweetman.
Let's go. Is he the new listener one right now?
For this season, probably, yeah.
For this season?
For those who don't know, and Ted's probably one of them, we used to do a contest to prove who our best listener was.
Yeah.
Which we no longer do, but in our heads, we kind of are tallying it.
Yeah, there's some... I'll crunch the numbers.
Yeah. Well, again, Ted... I work with Ted. And so his first question was, wait, who's the guy at work? Who's the guy at work that comes in and says the weather?
Right.
And then he guessed, and I was like, I give you one guess. Guess is him. And I'm like, yes. He's like, boom. Yeah. Boom. Definitely. But his main takeaway was like, he's like, Now I just notice how much it happens. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I think it happened so much that I like was blocking it out. But then you guys talking about it just made me realize how much it happens, and now I'm bitter.
As you should be.
Yeah. But he was like, he said that was one of our funniest episodes.
Now he's a newbie. So
yeah, he is. But the other thing we talked about, he was like, I had so many like people in my family who would do that thing where you're like, my elbow hurts, so it's gonna rain next week.
Yeah. Like my knees. Yeah. My knees are barking, so must be a storm's a brewing.
Yep. Just feeling weather in your bones. Was something we talked about. And that was it. He was just like, yeah, like, can't believe how much it happens.
It's a scourge.
Yep, for sure.
Original listener one came in. Briefly, Brad Pelton. I'm on vacation. I started to listen to the Sandler episode, the Grown Ups episode.
Yeah.
Which is sweet, by the way. But I want to watch the movie and listen at the same time, like you suggested. That will be fun.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
That was it. I haven't heard if he'd done it yet. He might not be home yet. So that's nice.
Yeah. Full circle.
Not everyone just skipping over that episode.
Yeah. Most people, but not everyone. Yeah, and then, so I mentioned Ted being like, who's the guy at work?
Yeah.
I also had a friend who no longer works there. Mac, my buddy Max, was like, wait, it's 100% this guy, right?
And he got it?
Yep. He said, this guy is 100% the It's Gorgeous Out There guy from the podcast, right? And I was like, yes. And he's like, I had flashbacks. I saw his transitioning lenses transitioning.
Boom. Hey, don't sleep on transitions lenses.
Just everyone knowing who it is. And I imagine in everyone's life there's a person like that, and everyone around you knows who it is.
Right. Transitions lenses just make you always look like a motorcycle cop. It's their best feature. Papa Benish.
Let's go.
So Friday he sends me a foggy morning and will be a sunny day. That got a lot of traction.
Yeah.
But then he sent an, he just texted me that. He sent some weather feedback. Von Bros, here is some feedback. My weather source is better than yours. That's tied in with weather pride.
Weather pride, for sure.
Yeah. Local weather forecasters who tease the next day day's weather or the five-day forecast. weather people who act like meteorologists. Yeah, is that the case?
Including guys who go so far as to, like, pretend to be on the screen, and they're like, and this is going to push up north of us,
yeah,
but this rain's going to come down.
So are local weathermen just reading the data from meteorologists, or are they also meteorologists?
I don't know. I would guess that the on-screen people are not meteorologists. But I don't know. I don't know enough about meteorologists to dispute it.
That's Doug's take there. I bet maybe there are some who do both.
Maybe.
It seems stupid to pay two people to do that job, basically.
Unless the meteorologists are just like nerds, man. They can't go on screen. They don't have a face for it.
Right. Then Benish goes, like, into driving in the rain or snow and your windshield wipers suck. That's like driving.
That's the driving episode.
That's a driving one. And wind is indeed the worst. Thank you. When cars were invented, they called it the windshield. Not the bug shield or rain shield. Nice.
I'm going to start calling it a bug shield.
rain shield.
Oh, man. No, that's my good, bug shield.
It's a good take. Goosh, I saw Goosh last night. He brought up the wind again. He was at Dom's game in Oneonta, and their field's up on a hill. And it's just like,
yeah, that was
just oppressive wind. Yep. Just kicking the shit out of you.
Yep.
Nonstop. And ruining the game. Like,
yeah.
Balls are just crushed and they just die at the warning track.
Or tracking a fly ball where it's just swirling everywhere.
Whirling dervish?
Yeah. Brunner.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Sorry. Yes, thank you, Douglas. Brunner came in. Brunner's favorite thing about the podcast is that we did an episode on LeBron James, so now he can just send any LeBron-related content,
sure,
to get it on the feedback, which he did. So,
how does he feel about his podcast with Reddick?
He hasn't mentioned yet, which is surprising.
Yeah.
I'm sure he hates it. But he sent me this little clip from an article after the Nuggets went up 3-0 on the Lakers. And it was they asked Jokic and LeBron about, like, they asked Jokic, like, why are you guys so smooth as a team? And they kind of asked LeBron a similar question about teammates, and Jokic said, you need 2 or 3 years to learn how to play with each other before launching into an abridged history of his time and all the teammates he's had in 9 seasons with the Nuggets. You need to learn your teammates, his steps, if he's going to go left hand, if he's going to go right hand, it's everything. Then down the hall, James had just concluded his news conference by saying he couldn't say how or what any of his teammates were thinking after the 4th consecutive playoff game in which the Lakers had squandered a double-digit lead to the Nuggets and 11th consecutive loss to Denver overall. It's hard for me to just be like, this is what I think this guy feels, James said. I can't do that. I'm not a mind reader. I don't know. So he sends me that, and he's like, classic illustration of one of the reasons I loathe Lachode.
Lachode.
Which is so true.
It's a litany of things.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, one of millions. And the millions!
Whoa.
Never heard of it?
Yeah.
So just LeBron?
Yeah, that was it.
Goosh came in strong.
Yeah, he did.
Great episode. One correction. The lowest form of conversation is remember when.
I knew he was going to send that.
Great Sopranos reference, although I don't totally disagree.
Yep.
Wasn't that Tony?
Tony, when he wanted to off.
Because he was just pissed. Pauly. He wanted to make Pauly feel bad.
No, that's but then he they went on that trip and he kept doing it. And then there's that scene on the boat where it's clear. He's boat. Like, I could just kill him right now.
Just eating ZD on a boat.
Yep.
This is Goosh again. I actually love the idea of meteorologist stats. Imagine watching the news and the weather person saying, I think there's going to be accumulating snow tonight. But as you can see by my stats at the bottom of the screen, I've only accurately predicted snowfall amounts once in my last 10 forecasts.
Thank you.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
And they 100% have those statistics.
Yeah, but they're not going to give them.
Why?
I don't know. Because there's no...
If one's really good, give them.
Yeah, but I feel like they don't know if they're good compared to other people unless that was a thing that everyone agreed to.
60% of the time.
It works every time.
It works every time. I agree about the wind. Thank you.
Yeah.
It also has a huge impact on sporting events. I can't think of an outdoor sport that a strong wind doesn't affect. I started to reflect on the fact that my work and my love of baseball has forced me to become a weather watcher far too often. He's an assistant superintendent at a in the school district, Johnson City School District. So potential snow days and baseball rainouts have made me into a confident radar analyst. Yeah, there's all those guys, baseball dads.
I got is like that.
I got the Doppler right here.
Yep. But then they turn into weather TV weather guy.
Where we got a window.
That's gonna push north of us. So we'll have a window.
We got a window.
Talking about like, windows.
Right now. That's one I forgot. It's like when the weather's different close. So like Mason's Little League has two like locations, like one's in Maine and one's in Endwell. So you could be having a game in Maine and it would just be pouring in Endwell and vice versa.
Yeah.
And they're like 5 miles apart.
We got a little window here.
Yeah. Back to Joe. Weather pride is one of the worst for me. I will have conversations with people from other parts of the state, and from November through April, they will ask if we're getting a lot of snow. First of all, they're usually 2 hours or less away from me. The weather is not that different. People just love to flex their weather pride if they think others' weather is worse than theirs. The worst.
Mm-hmm.
And by other weather worse than theirs, they mean, like, not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our weather is worse. So good weather is worse than my weather. Oh, mm-hmm. like snowfall. Like, how many inches you guys get? That's nothing.
Yeah. Lightweight. So
you're at ground zero.
Yep. That. Yes, I am. It's wonderful.
Then you brought up feel it in their bones, guys.
Yeah.
And Joe said, I have had several family members who fit that category. They feel tightness when the barometric pressure is changing. Also, Rye, that's me, I think there's a scientific explanation for the fog thing. I'm sure there is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously. But that was never explained to me. And I've never heard it still.
No one's contending it either.
Right. I don't claim to be a fully licensed expert, just skilled at reading precipitation radar. But I think it has something to do with a clear night and cooling in the atmosphere compared to the heat on the ground. It's not the only type of fog, but it's typically what happens here on clear nights, especially in the spring and fall. You know, science.
Mm-hmm. It's science.
As compared to pink skies at night, sailor's delight, which I heard a million times in my family growing up. Yeah. I just remember dad saying that.
Really?
Yes.
I never heard him say that.
I was just, yeah, I said, I'm just tickled by the fact that only in Mason's kindergarten was this mentioned.
And I had never heard it
this phenomenon
before you said it on the podcast.
And then Joe said, you should create some catchy feel-good slogan and put it on a t-shirt. Even the thickest fog is followed by sunshine.
Hmm.
And then I said, and somehow work coffee into it.
Here's a slogan to put on a t-shirt. Wind sucks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Side note for Ed especially, it was just printing a bunch of shirts that said for a coffee, for like a cafe that said, life begins after coffee. Boom.
Ugh, that one's bad. Yeah, coffee. Let's go. Well, for the first time this season, Jaff, Jaff, Jaff.
Hey.
Coming out of the woodwork, baby. I'm listening to weather, and I can't get Shawnee's voice out of my head from Myrtle Beach. So, Shawnee's...
Harrington?
No. Shawnee is the... cousin of one of the players on our prospects team.
My cousin.
And he's a baseball freak. He's great. But he's got this real high and whiny voice. So he and we're in Myrtle Beach where it was like 95, but on the field it was like 110 or whatever off the turf.
Heat index?
Yeah, and so they had... At Ripken, they have the huge, like, water coolers in the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just come in, like, every half inning and be like, it's so hot out there. literally every half inning to get water out of our dugout. And we're like, okay. So he's just hearing Shawnee's going, "It's so hot out there." I can't get Shawnee's voice out of my head from Myrtle Beach sneaking into the dugout yelling about how hot it is.
That's players awesome. Only. They yeah. Keep the riffraff out.
I attend a lot of trade shows for work, and weather is usually the second thing someone says to me when I say I'm from Buffalo, but yeah. Frequently the first. You can almost set your watch to this trio of mentions. Jeff, I'm from Buffalo. Other person, oh, I have relatives just outside of the city in Westchester. Only when I'm west or south. Yeah. 2, weather comment or question. Man, is it cold there? I don't know how you do it. Or do you guys still have snow there when it's June?
Hilarious.
And then 3, Buffalo Bills comment. Usually Super Bowls or Josh Allen.
Yeah. Not Flutie Johnson?
No, that's probably lower on the depth chart there.
I mean, that would be my first cue.
Yeah, but people not from Buffalo, wouldn't be on their radar, unfortunately.
You sure about that?
Sure about that?
Douglas B. Flutie.
Robert Johnson.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes.
Pooch kicker. Drop kicker.
Yeah. He goes on to say, the only thing you guys missed was, it's a dry heat guy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a classic. Yeah. We talked about that for something.
That's almost a wonky shopping cart. That's probably the summer episode.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, yeah. Very thankful I listened to this in time for a comment.
Yeah.
Good to have you back, Jeff.
We are as well. It's not feedback without Edmund Francis Long, though.
It really isn't.
Hello, brothers. Whether you like it or not, here's my feedback. On a whole, I have no issues with your discussions and final worst and enjoyed the episode. I do, unfortunately, have a story about the weather. Every Sunday at 3 p.m., I call and talk with my mother, who is suffering from Alzheimer's disease, and in a care facility. I call at the same time every week so she can have a routine. Unfortunately, our conversation is also the same every time. Weather. She's always asked me first how the weather is in Tennessee, and after I explain, she exclaims how wonderful the weather is and how she wishes she lived in Tennessee. She then spends the next 5 minutes telling me about every weather pattern that has passed through Syracuse in the past 7 days. Old people are notorious for loving the weather and discussing it. Add in mental illness and it multiplies exponentially. That's the worst. Thank you. Yeah. That's the bittersweet
symphony.
This bittersweet nature of that particular mm-hmm. ailment is it's hilarious but sad at the same time.
Yeah, it's like whenever we talk to grandma and she's like, I just wish the good Lord would take me. And we're like, okay, grandma.
Hmm?
Yeah, pretty much. Yelp.
Yelp.
Hang.
You gonna close this out or what?
We got another one? I thought it was it. Who we got? Oh,
Grambino, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How'd you miss that?
I don't know. I had a lot to juggle this week. Fair weather listener from the Grambino. Hi, brothers. When you have topics like weather, I like to weigh in. But topics like sports, Harry Potter, grown-ups watch along, not as much.
You're not alone.
hence the subject of my feedback email this week. As mentioned before, personally, the worst podcast really shines when you delve into the worst of the mundane, like weather. I also enjoyed hearing the sound bites from the episode, like science, and 60% of the time it works every time.
Science.
I have a personal worst as it pertains to weather mentioned early on in the episode, and that is when I catch myself mentioning something about the weather to a stranger.
Yes.
Yep. That's why it won the episode, because I am the worst at small talk. Mentioning weather seems to be my brain's default setting when I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that's most people's default.
I catch myself and I'm like, duh, I'm talking about the weather.
Yep, stop. Stop doing that. I would also like to throw in chemtrails as a kind of worst about weather, although that may be more fitting for a worst of conspiracy theories episode. I used to work with a guy who would motion me over to a window and with absolute certainty point at the vapor trails in the sky made by jets and say something like, "See how the vapors from the plane are spreading out over the sky? That's the government, man."
Wow. Yeah. That's the government, man.
I thought that was going to be it's a big world out there moment.
There's quite a few steps between the see the vapors. That's the government.
Leaving what, out a lot of detail
what,
there.
What are the steps?
Also, the statement, the climate is not the weather. I'm not saying it would make the worst list, but I am perplexed when I hear this statement or I read it.
Right.
In conclusion, I would like to mention that I use the Weather Channel app, the one that comes automatically downloaded to my phone, and it is satisfactory. Thanks, brothers.
So no pride for Grandino on that.
No weather pride.
You love to see it. You love to see it. You love to see the feedback. It's what's your feedback. Thank you for feedback. Keep sending feedback so we can feedback. You want your feedback. Thank you for feedback. We love your feedback.
Don't be the worst.